Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Juneteenth, it is the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was declared a federal holiday 35 years prior in 1986. Juneteenth was signed into law just 2 years ago by President Biden and is now observed in all 50 states. But while some of us might be enjoying a long weekend, how much do we all know about Juneteenth and its deep roots in American history that dates back to the 1860s? Joining us to talk about Juneteenth and how it will be celebrated and observed here in Sacramento is Gary Simon, Executive Director of Sacramento Juneteenth Incorporated. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you have a very in-depth knowledge of Juneteenth. If you're talking to someone and they don't really know the significance of this day, how do you start the conversation?
Well, the conversation begins with, of course, the Civil War. So in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln freed those enslaved by signing the Emancipation Proclamation. In 1865, June 19th, it took the folks in Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years before they got word that they had been freed. So we celebrate June 19th of 1865, June 19th being Juneteenth, which was the freeing of those enslaved in Galveston, Texas, specifically.
Your organization has been around for more than two decades. When did you first become aware of the significance of Juneteenth? Were you a child?
I was. I was raised in Anchorage, Alaska. I lived in Virginia. I was born in Virginia, but raised in Anchorage, Alaska. And in Virginia, of course, it being a southern state, I knew nothing about Juneteenth. They didn't want to celebrate that. So only living in Alaska did I become familiar with what Juneteenth was and what it meant and the significance of it. So when I came to Sacramento, I was the Multicultural Affairs Director for Visit Sacramento. And at that time, Sacramento did not celebrate Juneteenth in its traditional form. So we were charged with doing that. So we created the Juneteenth Festival here in Sacramento in 2001.
Wow. And then it's a 3-day festival that's going to be continuing this weekend as well.
That is correct. So this Friday, we will start with our gospel concert, Gospel Under the Stars, the star symbolizing Harriet Tubman's route to freedom, so the North Star. So Gospel Under the Stars on Friday. And then on Saturday from 11 to 6, we will host the festival in the park, beginning with our Juneteenth parade at 9 a.m., and then, of course, the two stages of entertainment. This year's theme is continuing the push for social justice. So we'll have some community conversations around social justice.
How has engagement and attendance, how has it evolved and grown over the 20 plus years you've been doing this here?
Right. Well, it fluctuates. It does fluctuate. And producing events is all about the cycle. I mean, you have ups and downs. So we wanted to keep it interesting. Our focus with Sacramento Juneteenth was not to go out and hire Earth, Wind, and Fire and to come and sing and everyone go home. We wanted to provide the platform for our locals. So by that, I mean, we provided the opportunity for those that were into the theater. So we always had a theatrical play. I mean, we reach out to folks that whatever your gift is, art, whatsoever, musicians, of course, we wanted to provide a platform for the locals to perform and hone their crafts. Mm. So that's what we've been doing rather than making a big concert out of it.
Yeah, highlighting and celebrating local talent and creativity here.
That's it.
Yeah, on the one hand, and this is a very important point, Juneteenth marks the end of a dark and shameful chapter of American history. But the reality is, there is a very, kind of well-justified argument that although slavery ended more than a century ago, we still have a long way to go when it comes to social justice. Mm-hmm. So while we celebrate Juneteenth, how does the work continue in that social justice place and using this day as an opportunity to raise that awareness?
Right. Well, raising the awareness is definitely the point. Juneteenth does that. But to continue with the social justice piece, systems have to change. And what I mean by that is the written parts of these systems that exclude, oppress, and deny folks. So we're talking about housing, talking about health, all the inequities in health, housing, and just economics in general. So the opportunity must change, but the laws and the rules must change as well.
When this became officially a federal holiday in 2021, and this followed protests for the murder of George Floyd, the Black Lives Matter movement, was that a significant moment for you that President Biden signed that declaration?
Yes, it meant a lot. It meant a lot. The Black Lives Matter and the social justice push throughout the country was an even more awakening for me relative to I wasn't the only one feeling that we've all been kind of asleep or just accepting this oppressive behavior by the government and or states or however you want to see that. And it's like, why are we even accepting that? Why are we still, silence is condoning it, basically. So it was a push for me to jump out there and start talking a lot more about it and demanding change, as it was for a lot of people in the country, which is a good thing.
Yeah, and knowledge is power. Even in your example, I mean, you had to go from one end of the country to literally like the other end of the country to Alaska to even learn about Juneteenth.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, and unfortunately, we've got this, what they call it, woke mentality or whatsoever. You know, woke is, that means I'm awake. So that's a good thing to be awake, you know what I mean? But some folks want you to stay asleep, so they don't want you to be woke. So that's my interpretation of that. But history is history, and history is real. And if you don't know your history, you're going to repeat it, or you're going to allow someone else to repeat it. So we try to let folks know the true history is what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's an educational component, an awareness component, but there's also a proactive component with your organization. Mm-hmm. You focus a lot on health.
Right.
You know, explain to listeners why it's important in connection to Juneteenth itself.
Right. Well, Juneteenth is a health and education-based nonprofit organization. So it's good to talk about other issues, but if you're not healthy, then, you know, there's no point, basically. So we want to address those health disparities that happen, again, systematically. So the ability with the, you know, health insurance, for instance, you know, I mean, all of those things. And then why is health insurance so high? And all these questions come about that. But the African-American community is disproportionately affected by certain diseases that, like diabetes and hypertension, all of that, are curable, or they should not even exist. But then at the same time, you've got neighborhoods with no fresh foods. I mean, so all of these things go together. So we want to address these health disparities, but then also address the reasons why are there no stores in Black neighborhoods.
Yeah, no investment
no
or
investment,
disinvestment.
Or disinvestment, yes.
And you start young. You also work with local schools in our area.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm also a substitute teacher, so we've done that. So, matter of fact, this year we partnered with a couple of schools to have VSP come out with the mobile clinic bus just to get the eyesight. You can't read in school if you can't see, you know what I mean? So, again, you know, trying to take your kid to the eye doctor, that costs a little bit of money. So we got VSP. We partner with a lot of these organizations. Sierra Health Foundation is another that we partner with to kind of address these issues.
Yeah, given that you've been having these three-day festivals for many, many years now, you have this hindsight of, I would imagine, this gratification that you get after these events that keeps you doing it year after year after year. What does that gratification feel like?
Well, after I recover, we take a moment and just look back at what we actually did. I mean, what was the history that we put out there? What was our message for that weekend? And then exactly, and then also, how did people react to it? So we look at the reactions and just, you know, we survey folks and kind of see what was important, what did you get out of it? So, you know, we just have to keep pushing. We know that we must keep pushing. Regardless of the outcomes, we have to keep pushing and letting folks know the history.
Hmm. What do you think the level of knowledge is about Juneteenth today compared to when you started in 2001?
Well, when I started in 2001, quite frankly, I thought or felt that more people knew about Juneteenth. I think we've been losing, of course, now with the recognition by the federal government. Now folks hear and know about it again more so. But it's not, we should know a lot more, specifically African Americans. We should know a lot more about Juneteenth. We hear about the Holocaust all the time. You know what I mean? We had a true, Black folks had a real Holocaust in this country. And that's not taking away from anything else. I'm just saying what I know and what is true to me. So we need to know more about our own history.
Why do you think that knowledge either plateaued or there was a retrition of that knowledge in the years since, which has since been kind of revitalized with this mm-hmm. federal holiday 2 years ago?
Well, you know, I mean, you don't want to tell on yourself. You don't want to reveal your sins or you don't want to, you know, I mean, folks to see the bad stuff that you did as a country, as I'm speaking. So suppress it. Suppress that history. You know, I mean, don't tell. Stay asleep, not awoke. Stay asleep, you know. So that's part of the whole suppression of history and knowledge. So we have to go find that history and that knowledge ourselves.
Yeah, being uncomfortable is powerful. You know, it moves you forward.
Right. Well, you know, the truth is the truth.
Yeah. So. Finally, you are very busy preparing for this weekend. What do you want people to know? What are you most looking forward to?
I want folks to come on out to Juneteenth and realize that Juneteenth is not a Black history piece. It's an American event and an American history event. And we want to share some American history, but we also want folks to learn to understand, and which will allow you to appreciate what you don't understand. So we need to be a little more understanding of one another.
Well, thank you for being part of that, Gary.
Well, you're very welcome.
Gary Simon is the executive director of Sacramento Juneteenth Incorporated. We have a link to all of the events that are planned over the 3-day weekend. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.